Chapter 1. The Raven levels off into a glide, flight feathers fanned, slick on the rolling level of rising currents and downdrafts. She turns her head this way and that. To her black eye, as black as pooled tar, London is laid out. There is no veil of fog or mist or smoke haze her gaze cannot pierce. Below her, streets and lanes, factories and workhouses, parks and prisons, grand houses and tenements, roofs, chimneys and treetops, and the winding, sometimes shining, Thames, the sky's own dirty mirror. The Raven leaves the river behind and charts a path to a chapel on a hill with a spire and a clock tower. She circles the chapel and lands on the roof with a shuffling of wings. She pecks at brickwork, at lichen, at moth casts, at nothing. She sidles up to a gargoyle and runs her beak affectionately round his eyes, nudging, scooping. The gargoyle is a creature designed to vomit rainwater from the gape of his mouth onto the porch. The parishioners, when there were parishioners, blamed the block gutters. But it was always the gargoyle, holding back only to let go a sudden flood upon the faithful below as they stood at God's threshold, looking up to the heavens, flinching.